Welcome to the Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we will continue on in Tehillim with Mizmor Kuf Beis, Song 102. The song begins, Tefillah. This is the title of prayer. What is prayer? What is Tefillah? Very briefly, Rabbi Hirsch explains that the language of the word Tefillah comes from the root Shpei Lamed Lamed, meaning to judge. When we are davening, mitpalalim, or when I mitpalelet, when I daven, we conjugate the root Pei Lamed Lamed in hitpael, in reflexive. So literally, lehitpalel means to judge oneself. And when we daven, we are evaluating our needs and actions. And we're also evaluating our recognition of Hashem in our lives. Which brings us to the second understanding of what tefillah is, because tefillah, the word tefillah, also comes from the language of intertwining and connecting, like the psil tcheles, the blue string that's put on the tzitzis. A string is made up of intertwined threads. When we daven, we are intertwining ourselves and connecting to Hashem in a much more profound and deep manner. So we clearly see these ideas of judging ourselves and connecting to Hashem as we read this song, this tefillah. Tefillah la'ani, the mizmor begins. It's a tefillah by one who is impoverished. Ki ya'atov, because he's enveloped with pain, and the song is clearly written by one in pain. No one wants to feel pain, but pain is an important signal, and Hashem doesn't just give us pain without a reason. Pain can serve as an impetus to change and to develop, and to have us daven, lehitpalel, to evaluate and judge our needs, and evaluate and judge our behavior. And at the same time, pain gives us an opportunity to daven with all our heart and deepen our connection to Hashem. And we continue, Pasuk Beis, Hashem, Shim'a Tfilasi, listen to what I'm saying, listen to my prayer. What we're asking for here is we're asking for not just that Hashem take away the pain, but we also want to ask Hashem to help us use our pain for a profound purpose. Because what we're going to see now is I feel purposeless. I feel like, let's look at Pasuk Hey, verse 5. Huka ke'esev vayivash libi, ki shachachti me'achol lachmi. My heart is dried out like withered grass. I feel like I can't do anything. I've even forgotten how to eat my bread. What does that mean, you forgot to eat your bread? When you feel so dried out and so sick, I can't even eat. But this pasuk can mean, I don't even remember anymore what bread tastes like. I am so poor. But we know, even poor people eat bread. That's the normal thing. But what we're saying in this pasuk is, I don't even know what it's like to be normal for a poor person. Let's continue. Look at Pasuk Ches, verse 8. Ve'yeket sipor boded al gag. I remain like a lone bird on a roof. Birds of all animals normally travel in flocks. A bird without family, a bird who is not part of a flock, is very lonely. The singer feels totally alone. This is not a normal aloneness. The singer feels that he doesn't belong to anyone or any place. Is this not also the story of the Jewish people as a whole in exile throughout our history? Pasuk Tes, Pasuk 9, Kol Hayom Chirfuni Oivai. All day my enemies shame me. Mahololai bi nishbo. My tormentors curse using my name. They curse others that they shouldn't be like me. Pasuk Yud, Pasuk 10, Ki efer kalechem achalti, v'shikuvai b'fchi masachti, for I ate dust like bread and mixed my drinks with tears. Instead of eating bread, I eat dust, or my bread tastes just like dust. And my drinks are always mixed with tears. I can never have drinks without salty tears in them, because whatever I'm doing, I'm always crying. Even drinks that I generally enjoy drinking. Wine is something that gives someone pleasure. But even drinks that normally give someone pleasure, I cry at the same time. I just can't feel pleasure. And let's go on to Pasuk Yubeis, verse 12. This is the last of the psukim that describe the intense pain and loneliness and helplessness of the ani, of the impoverished one, where we say, Yamai kitzel natoi, my days are like a disappearing shadow. I'm just going to disappear into the world, nothing. Va'ani ke'esev ivash, and I am like withered grass. I don't know what to do. I don't know who I am. And at that point, we are now in the tefillah mode of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as we cry out to Hashem and face our smallness and loneliness. At the same time, we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We intertwine with Hashem. So that Pasuk Yigimel, we are now able to say, V'ata Hashem, and you Hashem, Le'olam Teshev, you are eternal. V'zichracha L'dor V'dor, and your memory lasts from generation to generation. What you do is remembered forever. And what I do, you remember from generation to generation. And now the ani, the poor person who feels so insignificant, as she connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the eternal Hashem, she feels the power of Hashem to change anything and everything. And she herself now feels empowered because of that relationship to ask Hashem to make this change. And what change, what do we really want? Pasuk Yedaled. Ata takum, ata sakum, tirachim tzion. You get up, have mercy on Tzion. Ki es lechenina, for it's time to show her favor. Ki va mo'ed, for the time has come. We are ready for redemption. Hashem, you get up, we say with such determination. Take care of Tzion. Take care of Klal Yisrael. Notice how the tefillah of the individual is now a tefillah for the group, for the whole. We are no longer exclusively focusing on ourselves. And the truth is, whenever we ask for divine help, we need to subsume our personal needs to those of the entire nation. For example, when we ask Hashem to heal a sick individual, we ask Hashem to heal the sick one among all the sick of the nation of Israel. When we ask for a mourner to be comforted, we ask that the mourner be comforted among all the mourners of Tzion and Yerushalayim. When we pray that Hashem should favor the entire Jewish people, we prosper as individuals because we merit now to be part of the whole. And the tefillah continues, our request continues, and says to, we say to Hashem, why do we deserve redemption? Ki ratzu avadecha es avaneha, because we so badly desire her stones, for your servants desire her stones, the es afara yichonenu, and her dust they favor. We ask you, Hashem, to bring us back, because we yearn so deeply to return to Yerushalayim and to the land of Israel. We would rather have its rubble and dust than all the good things that we have in the diaspora. And in fact, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph 31a, that when the neshama goes to the heavens, Hashem asks every Jewish person, did you yearn for salvation? This song, Kuf Beis, helps us to focus on really wanting the salvation to come. We really want Geula. We feel our pain. And the confidence of the singer continues and grows. Look at Pasuk Yud Ches, verse 18. We now know, or we say with such confidence, Pana el Tfilas Ha'arar. He turned to the prayers of the broken one. I, the singer, am the broken one. And Hashem listened to the tefillas of the broken one. Now, the RR could be a devastated tree in the wilderness that's broken apart. But the language of RR is also connected to the word air, ayin resh, which means to wake up. I woke up and davened to you and connected to you and asked you to use my pain for something purposeful. And at the same time as I'm waking up, Hashem, you are also waking up to hear my tefillos. And as we began and we said, Hashem, you're hiding from me. Now, look what we say. You're listening to me. Pana, you turned to the tefillah of the RR, of the broken one. Velo baza es tefillasam. And he did not spurn their prayers. Notice how the pasuk begins in singular and expands to the plural. Why so? Because sometimes, as we spoke about before, Hashem listens to the individual's prayer because he is part of the whole. But at other times, Hashem hears the prayers of the entire Jewish people because the prayers of one impoverished, broken Jew can open up the heavenly gates for everyone. The Chas HaTzion looks at this singular to the plural, the singular tefillah, and then Hashem listens to the many tefillos, as when one individual's prayer rises to heaven, that prayer is joined by the millions and billions of prayers of Jews, our ancestors, who preceded us. The lone impoverished Jew who felt so insignificant now feels empowered that he and his prayers are not alone. And as the song continues, the singer, the Ani, who is no longer feeling impoverished, sees a picture of the future, of how Hashem takes care of every lone, pained person, and how Hashem is going to bring the nations together, and how Geula will happen. But then once again, the singer asks Hashem, Pasuk Chaf Hei, verse 25, Omar, Keli, Al Ta'aleni B'chatzi Yamai. I say to him, my Hashem, don't take me in the middle of my days. Hashem, I want to be part of this Geula. I don't want to be forgotten in the time of Geula. Don't take me in the middle of my days. And with that, we end with Pasuk Chav Tes, verse 29. B'nei avadecha yishkonu v'zar'am lefanecha yikon. Sons of your servant will dwell securely and their descendants will be established before you. The impoverished person feels that he is Hashem's servant, and by doing the will of Hashem now, we will give merits and we will give a legacy to the next generations. By connecting to Hashem now, who is eternal, our actions will become eternally remembered and will have an eternal significance. But let's conclude once again with Pasuk Yudalid, with that passionate plea in verse 14. Hashem, please, ki va mo'ed, the time is now. Let us see the fruits of our labor, of our actions, of our tefillos, bringing the geula today in our time. May our learning together be le'iloi nishmas Malka Esther Batzvi Yosef.